The pothole, also called Alexander Bay, is on the eastern shore of Wolodski Island, and it's been used as a log-holding spot for rafts before, most recently in 2007 and 2008. Viking Lumber of Klawak is hoping to return to harvest about 8 million board feet of timber from the Tonka Road system on nearby Kuprinoff Island, and wants to be able to use the site again for log rafts on their way to the sawmill. Local crabbers agreed to work around the log rafts 3 years ago, and a half dozen of the crab fleet attended the meeting late last month in Petersburg over a longer-term permit for raft storage. Most emphasized they didn't want to halt the logging or even get in the way of log rafting in the Wrangell Narrows. Brian Mattson has crabbed in the area for many years and said 3 years ago, tug operators kept the crab fleet informed of when the rafts would be coming through.
There was times where I just didn't want to deal with it, and I didn't want to risk losing pots, so I would move the pots completely out of the pothole area, and some of the rest of the pots that go on down the narrows, because the log raft, if he has to veer either way because there's a boat coming or whatever, I can't be losing, because it's a high traffic area, I can't be losing rest.
Members of the local crab fleet were concerned about possible long-term impacts from bark ruining valuable crab habitat, and several reported finding bark in their crab pots around the pothole since the latest harvest ended in 2008. Crabber Max Warhatch and others wanted to make sure they didn't lose another crabbing area.
I don't really have concerns with moving logs, and I'm all, you know, if there wasn't bark falling off those things, I wouldn't care where you'd store it. You could store them in the pocket. I wouldn't really care. I could fish around them, actually. But I'm just worried about losing that bottom. That's the whole bottom line for me. And we can put a cost on that. I mean, if we lose that bottom, it's gone forever. I shouldn't say forever. A long time.
The Forest Service is applying for permits from several state and federal government agencies to allow the use in the area, and the various agencies reviewed the alternatives during last month's meeting. Other suggestions that came up included holding the log rafts at other sites, putting logs on a barge, and avoiding log towing during the crabbing seasons. However, Viking Lumber owner Kirk Dahlstrom said it didn't work to use the other alternatives.
If I could afford to do it, I would put those logs on a crane barge and take them around. It's easy. I don't have to find anybody. I just do it. But the economics aren't there. And so I have studied this and studied this. And the only economical way I can figure out how to do it is to use the pot. And without the pothole, I'd be.
The Forest Service's timber staff officer on the Tongass, Charlie Struley, said he wanted to find common ground with the crab fleet, and he talked about the importance of the harvest to the agency's timber sale program on the Tongass.
Look at what we're doing. We're harvesting 30 million board feet a year, and we're just struggling like hell to make it. You know, I mean, we're really on the edge. If I lose Kirk Dahlstrom, really, if the Forest Service does, I don't have another mill in southeast Alaska. A lot of people know that. But, and that's one vulnerability. But on the other hand, trying to fight to stay alive really is what we're doing. We're trying to, just work with you.
One idea that came up during the meeting was that of performing more dive surveys to gauge the bark, debris, dissolved oxygen levels, and acidity on the seafloor before and after log raft towing. Forest Service Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage said the agency could look at that idea.
So we can go back and see if we can make an investment to do a dive, to get some kind of baseline condition, and bring it back in our application to show what we've seen to date. And then, look at what kind of stipulations we can work with, working with probably, Kirk Dahlstrom and Viking to say, if we put some stipulations, is it going to still be, can you still work with this on a financial end? So that we're not making it too difficult for him to continue with the timber sale.
Mm-hmm. The Forest Service is still in the process of applying for the permits, and the various state and federal government agencies plan to have separate public comment periods once those permit applications are finalized and submitted. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.